Hi, I'm Paul Cantrell, and this is In the Hands. I'm doing something today that I haven't done in far too long, sharing a recording of a new composition in progress. I've been working for some time on a set of piano pieces, all of them dances in one way or another, and all of them, in one way or another, full of the feeling of entropy, of things falling apart and things slipping away. This particular one has a lot of sweetness in it, but its main ingredient is ambiguity. Its different layers are centered in different keys in different places. They mesh so that a note which sounds unresolved in its own layer often harmonizes with what's going on in a layer above or below, and then when that note resolves within its own layer, it has to move away from resolution with respect to that other layer it was seeming to agree with just a moment ago. That means that all of these layers are always pulling against each other, entwined, but tugging in different directions, and the music is always simultaneously both resolving and unresolving. Of course, this all happens rather quickly, so it's hard to hear all these little individual motions. Instead, it all blends together to give the music a restless, floating, perpetually suspended quality. The music does eventually find a place to rest, but it's fleeting. Remember, falling apart, slipping away. Ah, but I'm giving away too much. I should let the music tell its own story. So here is a slightly rough version of my latest composition, Song for Lost Things. Thank you. That was Song for Lost Things from the suite of dances I've been working on. I still haven't fully worked out the interpretation, so I called that performance slightly rough. As I live with the music for a while, I'm sure I'll find that I want to play some things differently. It may come as a surprise, but even with the things I write, I still have to go through this same careful process of interpretation, figuring out how the music works and how to play it just so. If you'd like to help me keep making the music, either by making a donation or by sharing your comments, please go to inthehands.com. Thanks for listening.